Welcome to the Townships at 12 for today. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on theCUBE, 88.9 FM CJMQ. In today's show, in the first half hour, I will talk with Wanda Evans. She's a member of the Ladies Auxiliary of the ANAF Unit 318, The Hut, and she's been a member for a little over 20 years. She is one of the chief organizers of the Christmas Market, which will be taking place on Sunday, November 23rd. A great time and a place to pick up some special finds for your loved ones or even for yourself. In the second half hour today, I have an interview with Townshippers Association's Executive Director, Dennis Katsouris, and the interview is done by our station manager, David Teasdale. I will also have my usual announcements of community events, some health news, and some music. So let's get started with a Christmas song. It's by Rita Coolidge, and the song is called Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung so you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
The holiday season is just around the corner, and that means it's time for one of Lenoxville's favorite seasonal traditions, the Christmas Market at the ANAF Unit 318, also known as The Hut, and it's sponsored by the Ladies Auxiliary of The Hut. This market will be held on Sunday, November 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's a great chance to get some holiday shopping done while supporting local crafters and vendors. You'll find handmade gifts, decorations, baked goods, and plenty of festive cheer, all in a friendly community atmosphere. To tell us more about what's planned for this year's market, we're joined by Wanda Evans, one of the members of the Ladies Auxiliary of The Hut, and also one of the big organizers of this event. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to welcome Wanda Evans to the Townships at 12. Now, Wanda is a member of the Ladies Auxiliary at The Hut, the ANAF Unit 318. Welcome, Wanda.
Hi.
Now, for people who don't know much about the Ladies Auxiliary at The Hut, the ANAF Unit 318, could you tell us a bit about it?
Well, I've been a member for 20 years, And we work side by side with the men's unit of The Hut. So it's the same model, working shoulder to shoulder, supporting our veterans, our military, and our first responders and their family. We have a preamble that we say at our meetings, and it's about the sick and help the sick and our community and our nation and everything.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Now, you have a fun event coming up, the Christmas Market, and that happens on Sunday, November 23rd. What can visitors look forward to this year?
There's a variety and a very different atmosphere this year. We have new vendors coming. It's a very friendly, family-oriented. What I like to see is that people just talk to each other. They're meeting up with people that they may not have seen since the last Christmas market. And everybody's talking to everybody, and everybody's laughing. Everybody's enjoying themselves. It's so nice to see. And it's a Sunday.
So that's great. It's a Sunday. How many vendors or tables are you expecting? Do you have any idea? And what kinds of items will people find?
We have 29 different vendors this year with 26 tables. I just finalized it minutes ago because I had a waiting list. I had a cancellation this morning, so I've been finalizing things. But there's going to be a variety of stuff. It goes anywhere from baking. And this year we have a new vendor. She's going to be selling Vietnamese food, if I pronounce that right. And some crafts. And we have somebody new coming in selling press-on nails, designed press-on nails, reusable. We have woodworking. We have candy. We have jewelry. We have Scentsy. And we have kettle corn again this year. There's going to be preserves and knitting. There's going to be a variety of stuff. New 3D. We never had 3D before. We have people coming in that make 3D stuff with the 3D printers. They're coming in this year. That's new to our bazaar. We never had that before either.
Okay, that is really interesting. It sounds like a lot of different things. Great ideas for Christmas or even birthdays too.
Yeah. It gives you a last minute shopping ideas. And that's what a lot of people come and look for. The stuff that they could buy local.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Baked goods, do you have any baked goods?
There'll be baked goods. There's going to be one table that's going to be doing candy, another table that's going to be different kinds of breads. We have McMillan's Bakery coming with Rebecca McMillan. She's going to be there. She'll have a variety of baked goods. I know I'm going to have chocolate bombs. That was confirmed last night. And like I said, it's going to be the Vietnamese food table also.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really interesting.
I'm anxious to know what that is because she asked me for an outlet because she told me she would be making it, but I really don't know what it's going to be.
Okay.
It's going to be a surprise.
Yeah, exactly. A surprise. A good surprise, though.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, the market starts at 10 a.m. on the 23rd and goes to 3 p.m. Any other special features like a raffle or refreshments or entertainment?
For the third year in a row, we have Sandra Gillum and her mom, Shirley Wright, coming in to do soup and sandwiches. They sell it from their table. That's what they sell. Last year, we had them situated on the stage, and it worked so well because we could fix it up like a little bistro scene. So people were coming in, smelling the soup. They would go sit at their little table on the stage and eat lunch. So they're back again this year. The bar opens at 1. I spoke to Brady Smith last night. He said we can arrange it for it to be opened a little bit earlier if need be. I asked if that was possible. We'd love that. But we have Sandra, we have the Vietnamese food, and then the ladies' auxiliary offer coffee as a refreshment for no charge. We fix up a little cart with coffee because we never know what the temperature is going to be. So the vendors and the people coming in like that there's coffee available on hand.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it's really well planned.
Why fit for the raffle part? I don't really know. It's kind of up to the vendors. What the vendors want to do. I know the first year we did it, there was a lot of raffles. There was a lot of raffles going on at every table. My daughter is trying to convince me because I sell preserves and make myself stuff. My daughter is trying to convince me to have samples. So there may be samples of stuff throughout. We will see what everybody decides. Everybody has their own table, so they get to choose what they would like to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a great plan. The holidays are such a busy time. What makes this particular market special or unique compared to others in the area, do you think?
Certain vendors, like myself, only do this one. This is the only one that I attend throughout the year. And there's new people starting to get on the Christmas market train, as you would want to call it. So they're getting into it. They're anxious to try. Like I have a vendor that's coming back this year. This is her only second year. Like last year, she did the hot for the ladies one for the first time, and she loved it. So right away, she wanted to come back. So it's different. It's new people. It's not people that you're regularly going to see at the other craft fairs. There's going to be some new faces, and some you might want to come look for. because I know there's been, I have an event page up, and I know there's been questions asking people, are you going to have this for sale, that for sale, because I missed it last year, and people are looking for that certain person.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Okay, now the proceeds from the bazaar, any going to any special project or anything like that for the
It'll
ladies
all go
auxiliary?
Back to the ladies auxiliary, and then it'll slowly trickle back into the community, especially this time of year with the different charities that collect for Christmas baskets and stuff. Like, the women are really good at donating for that. So it'll go back to the ladies, and it'll probably be distributed throughout within no time. It'll be back out in the community. Because I just charge like a fee for the table rentals. That's all we make that day. It's from the table rentals, and it goes back to the women.
Okay. How long has the Ladies Auxiliary at the Hut been hosting this Christmas market, and has it grown or changed over the years, do you think?
This is the third year, because we used to do a flea market and bake sale. But we canceled that, but we started to see how popular Christmas markets were going. So Doreen Morissette, our president, 3 years ago approached me. She said, would this be something you would be interested in trying? I said, I don't mind. I'll try it. I'll try something like that. Because I used to run the flea markets. So I knew we might have a chance. So the first year we did it, we only had 16 vendors. And I did and it was like a trial and error kind of thing. So the advertising wasn't done so well. So it wasn't a busy year. Last year, we had 20 vendors. Advertising went a lot better. And so we had a lot. It was really busy, and a lot of people booked before they left that day. That's how busy it was. And this year, like I said, we have 29 vendors, 26 tables. So and I still have a waiting list. I'm going to go over to the Hut on, so I'm going to measure things up. So I have like two people on my waiting list. I might be able to fit them in. I'm going to, I'll decide, see what the layout and everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's growing popular, and they like this one.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a lot of different things too. So people really love the Christmas markets this time of the year.
Yeah.
For folks who haven't been to the Hut before, I can answer this one. It's located on 300 St. Francis Street, and there is a lot of parking available. Is that correct?
There is a lot of parking, but one thing I must make clear, you come through the side door. A lot of people try to get in through the bar door, but until the bar is open, the front doors are locked. So we'll have a sign up and pointing towards the side door. That'll be the entrance. Once the bar gets opened, no problem to come through the front door, but until that point, it's through the entrance on the side.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that is important to know. And you mentioned before you have a couple more people on the waiting list for a table, so
it's completely booked this year. It was booked really early. Like I said, I had 17 booked before I even started to advertise. So it's getting popular, and people want in right away. I already have three booked for next year.
Okay, good for you.
Three names on my list, yeah, for next year already. And but I'm going to see, like I said, I might be able to fit a couple more in. But what people are telling me they like about having at the Hut, it's not packed. It's not like they're not squeezed together. They have room. And that's what they like about the idea of the avenue at the Hut. So I don't want to fit too many more. And then they won't have that same feeling as why they enjoy going there.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Now, what would you say to encourage families and shoppers to stop by on November the 23rd?
Well, if you want to finish your Christmas shopping, or if you want to start, like, mostly, and if you want to support your local artisans, drop by the Hut. It's there'll be something for everyone, from beeswax candles to bread rolls. There's something for everyone to wool socks. There'll be something for everyone. And I also want to do a shout out, because if you're a member of the auxiliary, you get a discount on your table. So we're always looking for new members to join the auxiliary.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like doing markets, this could benefit you also.
Okay. Now, if somebody is interested in maybe joining the Ladies Auxiliary, who should they contact?
It's Doreen Morissette, or they speak to somebody that that's a member, but Doreen is our president. You can always reach out to her or reach out to anybody that you might know is on the Accelerate. So now I've been on it for 20 years. I'm saying it out loud that I'm a member. So there's different ones. We have an executive also, so but we're always reaching out to get new people.
Mm-hmm. Good. Great place to join and do a lot of good for the community.
Yeah, and it's nice. There's been a lot of changes over the years. I used to be really busy. When I first joined 20 years ago, I was told, oh, you'll be asked a couple times a year to make a pan of squares. Well, wasn't that false selling? Because it has slowed down to what it used to be. Like, we've really slowed down. Most I do now is, like, work in the dining room when we have our suppers. That's a lot of what I do now, but it used to be busier years and years ago. But unfortunately, COVID has changed a lot.
Mm-hmm. It is unfortunate.
Over the years. That's why we're trying to keep the Christmas market going, so we can keep the lady's name out there, like to show that we're still involved in the community and doing something.
Mm-hmm. Anything you wanted to add that we left out, Wanda?
I don't think so. Just come on out. For even if it's just to have a cup of coffee and a chat with somebody, there will always be somebody there that's willing to talk. If it's not one of the vendors, if the other side is open, there will be somebody to talk to in the bar section. It's like I said, it's a family atmosphere. It's a very friendly atmosphere. Everybody knows everybody. They're talking. And even if you don't, you're going to run into somebody who may know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. It's fun. And you can pre-order. Like, I'm already have something ordered to pick up the day of. So if something's not available that day, I'm sure the crafters would be willing to take a special order and get it made for you before Christmas.
Oh, that is really nice. That's really fun. Okay, good. Yeah. We've been talking with Wanda Evans. She's a member of the Ladies Auxiliary for the HUT, the ANAF, Unit 318. And we've been talking about the Great Christmas Market coming up. It's on a Sunday, November 23rd, starts at 10 a.m. and goes to 3 p.m. So thanks very much, Wanda, and all the best on the event.
Thank you very much, and thanks for reaching out to me to do this.
Oh, no problem. I love
it. And thanks for advertising our event. That helped us a lot last year also.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
I'm sure it'll help us again this year. Yeah.
I hope so. Good. Well, thanks again. Yeah. Have a nice evening.
You too.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. The Ladies Auxiliary Christmas Market for the HUT, the ANAF, will be taking place on Sunday, November 23rd at 10 a.m. The HUT is located at 300 St. Francis Street in Lenoxville. Township's Book Fest coming up on Saturday, November 22nd at 10 a.m. And this will take place at Hope Community Church in Lenoxville. And the Grace Village Christmas Market, that happens on November 22nd. 9 a.m. at the Grace Village, located at 1515 Pleasant View Street in Sherbrooke. The Hugs Campaign, Mental Health Estrie, has officially launched its 2025-26 Hugs Campaign. From November to March, they accept donations of new hats, underwear, gloves, socks, scarves, and other warm articles of clothing, which they then donate to local resources helping people experiencing homelessness. Also, new turtlenecks, joggers, boots, jackets, and toiletries are accepted. To make a donation of money, schedule an in-person appointment, mail a check, or go to the website and donate online. Clothes may be dropped off at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville at door number 2 in the beige bins outside the door. For more information, you can call 819-565-3777. And the offices are open from Monday to Thursday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Sunnyside Elementary School will be hosting a holiday bingo taking place at Sunnyside Elementary School in the gymnasium located at 441 Rue Dufferin Street in Stanstead on Saturday, November 29th, and entrance is free. The event is fully bilingual. Everybody is welcome. They will be selling bingo cards at the door, and there will also be door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, and a canteen with snacks and drinks. The prizes will be fantastic. They have received generous donations from many local businesses to make the event even more exciting. All proceeds will go toward funding their Santa shop for the kids, supplementing school supplies and supporting end-of-year activities. And again, that is at Sunnyside Elementary School, and that happens on Saturday, November 29th. There will be a Christmas bazaar at Sherbrooke Elementary School. That happens on Saturday, December 6th, 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. There's a bistro, bake table, silent auction, new to you, Scholastic Book Fair, Kitty Corner, and raffles, and the dance club and the choir will perform at 11 a.m. That's Sherbrooke Elementary School, located at 242 Ontario Street in Sherbrooke. Ayerscliff Elementary School Home and School Association Christmas Market. That happens on Saturday, November 29th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The school is located at 952 Sanborn Street in Ayerscliff. There will be a Christmas market on December 6th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Lennoxville United Church, located at 6 Church Street in Lennoxville. I want to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Wanda Evans from the Ladies Auxiliary of the Hut. Don't forget to drop by the Hut on Sunday, November 23rd to find some great gifts for the people on your list. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12. You're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM. This is the Townships at 12, and I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale. We will close part one of the show with Michael Bublé. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once more.